Every Sunday at this time, the Coca-Cola Company presents the Spike Jonze Show with Spike Jonze and the City Slickers, including Doodles Weaver as Professor Fiedelbaum, George Rock, Dick and Freddie Morgan, and Sir Frederick Gass. Today's special guests are the lovely singing star, Peggy Mann, the world-famous pianist and composer, Alec Templeton. Today, we're coming to you from the city of Dallas in the great state of Texas. And now here's the man who's just been named in the Downbeat magazine poll as King of Corn for the seventh straight year, Spike Jonze.
Thank you, music lovers. Tonight we pause on our cross-country tour to pay a visit to Dallas, deep in the heart of Texas. For those of you who have never been here, let me tell you something about Dallas. It's bounded on the north by Denison, on the east by Tyler, on the south by Waxahachie, and on the west by Neiman Marcus. No other city can make that statement. You know, this isn't generally known, but I've got Texas blood in my veins. In fact, I'm a rural cowhand. Well, many's the time I used to saddle up my old coyote and ride out under the lariat and round up a few stray corrals. Then I'd meet a bunch of my fellow cowpokes and we'd sit around the campfire a-singing a western ditty. Thank you, sons of the pioneers. Well, this is a mighty nice camping spot we got here. Only a he-man like me, Cactus Spike, could sleep out here in the cold.
Hey, Cactus, tomorrow night let's camp further away from town.
We can't.
Why not?
The cord on my electric blanket won't stretch any further. But let's get going and ride into town. I'll saddle up. Say, would you mind giving me a hand with this saddle, George Rock? Now, tighten that buckle there. That's it. Now, put that cinch under the stomach. That's it. How does it look?
Fine. Now let's put it on the horse.
Okay, fellas, let's ride. Thank you, Dallas Symphony. Well, here we are, fellas, at the 8th Ball Gambling Saloon.
Say, look who's a-coming, that old gal friend of yours.
Oh, Cactus, Cactus!
Why, Gopher Annie, when did you get out of the snake pit? Gopher, I see you've been drinking.
Well, how did you know?
You left your lipstick on the trough.
When are we going to get married, Cactus? Don't you ever get lonely?
I always have my horse.
Well, who waits for you when you get home at night?
My horse.
Well, who brings you your paper after dinner?
My horse.
Well, who do you take long walks with at twilight?
My horse.
But, Cactus, haven't you ever thought of getting married?
Yes, I have, but I don't think my horse is serious.
Oh, Cactus, that's all you ever think about, your horse and your music.
I can't help it, gal. I love to play my cowbells.
And I love to hear them, Cactus. Play me something on the cowbell.
Okay, Cactus.
Forgot to take one of the bells off the cow.
Play me some more, Cactus, something real western.
Hey, I'll do better than that. I'll have the City Flickers play their version of that great classic in a Persian market. That's as far west as we can get.
Bring your camel, you can park it at the Persian supermarket. The salesman drag you off the street and sell you rugs that can't be beat. You love that Persian supermarket where the cutthroats and the cutthroats meet.
The finest cigarette in all Persia, Turkey cigarettes. Turkey cigarettes are not only a careful blend of the finest tobaccos, but what's more important, they're moisturized. For an evening of real smoke and pleasure, sit back and enjoy the fragrance of a wet turkey. Just listen to what Speed Pasha of Lexington, Persia has to say about Turkey cigarettes.
I've been selling turkeys in warehouses for 9 to 42 years. And all I can say is...
Sahib, the used carpet dealer.
Sahib, what kind of rugs do you sell?
Sahib say he sell Persian rugs, Oriental rugs, Turkish rugs, throw rugs, rag rugs, and hooked rugs.
Sahib, are you sure they're genuine hooked rugs?
Well, I ought to know. I stole them myself.
The Shah's famous harem. 50 beautiful girls.
Hey, mister, what Shah does this harem belong to?
Artie Shah. In fact, this is where he began the begin. Asking for alms.
Just a poor old beggar. Drop a coin in his cup and he'll play you a tune.
Oh, a poor old beggar, huh? Okay.
Wow, wow, wow. Yahoo spelled backwards.
Oh. Why, Professor Beetlebaum. Professor, I didn't rightly expect to find you in town.
I rode in to see my girlfriend. She's a cowgirl.
A cowgirl? How do you know?
Her father has horns. And now, partners, if you all pull up a campfire and sit down, I'll serenade you with a beautiful ballad, A Little Bird Told Me. I believe I'm in voice.
Sounds like a traffic jam on Lamar and Maine.
Music by Sir Charlie's birthday, and remember, they went that away. Thank you for the applause. I conclude my number. Good night, everyone.
No.
I haven't started yet. Once more, Paul. A little bird sold me down the river.
No.
A little bird stole my father's sliver. A little bird sold me some chopped liver.
Not chopped liver, no. I better
start once more. A little bird told me that you love me, and I believe that you do. This little bird, speaking of birds, I once worked with birds at the zoo. I had a job feeding fish to the pelicans. It wasn't much of a job, but it filled the bill.
That's a killer.
This little bird told me I was falling. Oh! Well, it fell down. Hardly worth a laugh. Falling for no one else but you. Now there's no use denying. I might as well confess. I confess. I did it, I tell you. Me and Big Frost, don't give me the third degree. Don't turn that light on my eye. I confess I'm a robber. But it isn't dangerous. I'm a safe robber. Must be a jailbird. Of all the states I know there, it's Texas I love best. Texas, the stars at night are big and bright. Thank you for the applause. Good night, everybody. I'm sorry. A little bird told me. Speaking of birds, I woke up this morning with a blue jay on my corn. You know, my girl's like a bird. She eats like a bird, a vulture. In fact, I just gave a shampoo to a bald eagle. Eagle, out! A little bird told me this bird's getting to be a whole flock. So many birds in this song, I'm starting to grow feathers. That's a killer. A little bird told me we'd be happy. I know one thing. I'm happy when I win money, especially when I bet on horses. Horses! And there they go. It's beautiful Helen first, little Isham bulging out in front. Jolly Jonathan and Powder is starting to puff. Powder, Papa! And I believe it's that over.
Splendid, Professor, really splendid. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce the lovely singing star, Miss Peggy Mann, singing I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm.
The snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles fall. What do I care if icicles fall? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my glove. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows higher, so I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm.
Wonderful, Peggy, and now here's Johnny Hicks speaking for the Coca-Cola Company.
When things are going slowly in any gathering and the ice needs breaking, one of the surest ways to create a friendly, easy atmosphere is to say, have a Coke. Ice-cold Coca-Cola brings a pause that refreshes, and that in turn brings folks together.
Thank you, Johnny Hicks. And now it is with extreme pleasure that we introduce the world-famous pianist, Mr. Alec Templeton. You know, Alec, I'm just a little amazed that an artist of your standing would accept an invitation to appear with my band.
Well, Spike, when you first asked me, I said to myself, Alec, is this engagement in keeping with your artistic integrity? Does it have any cultural aspect? Will it advance and promote classical enlightenment? The answer was no.
Well, what made you decide to appear?
Well, I figured a buck is a buck.
Please, Alec, let's not mention your salary.
Well, you know, Spike, I've always wanted to appear on your show. I've been a fan of yours for years. I've heard you render every type of song from Chloe to All I Want for Christmas Is My Two Front Teeth.
Well, thanks, Alec.
But, as a matter of fact, I think I could do a pretty good impression of your band, so if you let me, here I go with something I've never heard you do. Spike Jonze and his City Slickers in I Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now, beginning with the famous words, "We're ready with the downbeat, my smile."
I wonder who's kissing her now. I wonder who's peeking out. Yes, I face him. I wonder who's looking into her eyes. Oh, my darling, breathing sighs. Telling lies. I wonder who's buying the Coca-Cola for lips that I used to call mine. I wonder if she ever tells him of me. Now, I heard... Wait, I wonder who's kissing...
Gee, that was wonderful, Alec, but if you don't mind, I'd like to make a suggestion. In the second part of the chorus...
Yes?
You had a little too much does on your washboard. Anyway, Alec, I'm sure everyone would rather hear Alec Templeton as Alec Templeton playing George Gershwin's second prelude. Bravo, Alec. Gee, that was just superb. You know, Alec, I've often wished that I could play music like that.
Well, Spike, I think you're a little ahead of your time. You know, if you'd lived a couple of centuries ago, you would have been the darling of the three B's.
The three B's?
Yes, Beethoven, Brahms, and Boiler House. I can just imagine Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky coming to you with his latest composition, the 1812 Overture. So for a moment, let's call it the 1812 Overture by Peter Ilyich Chike Jones, or formerly known as Spikowski. As the scene opens, we find Tchaikovsky entering Spike Jones' office. Spike's secretary, played by George Rock, announces him.
The door opens.
Big door.
The door is played by Doodles Weaver. Ah, good morning, Spike.
Good morning, Chike.
Well, maybe you are familiar with my symphonies, concertos, my operas, and songs galore.
Why, sure.
Well, the 1812 Overture...
Tell me more.
...is by far my largest score.
Well, from here, this score looks good and loud. I've seen things a lot more cornier.
Why, of course this score is good and loud, but it's better for a notichornia.
Our audience are thrilled and awed as they hear the opening chord.
For Mr. Stador, it sounds like my friend George Rachmaninoff.
Why, Chike, that's simply marvelous. But gosh, it's kind of solemn.
Ah, listen, Mr. Spike, my friend. It might make windshield column.
But haven't you got a melody that got a lot of goo?
Of course I have a melody I think will do for you.
That's up to Chike. Hey, what do you say, Chike?
Well, I'm glad that you appreciate my tune. But this is not a melody to croon. No, it's neither a mazurka or a waltz. And I do not intend to make it schmaltz. No, this overture is much too big. This piece is much too grand. Scored for symphony orchestra and also a brass band. I want cannons, guns, and bells and things. So trick, there's nothing trickier.
Well, I've got the very outfit here. Spike Jones and his city slick ears. Took a wrong turn. We made a zig, not a zag.
We changed the 1812 overture to 1812 street rag.
The piece is a wow. The piece is a smash. It'll make a big hit for sure.
And we took a man named Mr. Jones to spike my score.
This is Johnny Hicks speaking for the Coca-Cola Company saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. And now, here's Spike Jones.
I'd sure like to thank Alec Templeton and Peggy Mann for being with us. Next week, our special guests will be Basil Rathbone and Lena Romay. So see you next Sunday, just ahead of Jack Benny.
Spike Jones and the City Slickers have their musical appreciation review may be seen in person in Fort Worth tonight, this coming week in Austin, Tyler, Galveston, San Antonio, Houston, and Beaumont. Spike Jones Show with Spike will have the eminent actor Basil Rathbone and the lovely Lena Romay as special guests. And next Friday, hear the pause that reflects on the air with Percy Faith and his orchestra and songs by Jane Fullman over CBS at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Why is the American standard of living the highest in the world? Because we've learned how to produce. Since 1910, we've doubled our rate of production per man hour. And we can do better still, far better, when we all learn the one big fact about our American economic system. The better we produce, the better we live. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.